Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. But Alan, before we talk about the politics of the day, I want to talk about what's going to happen on Monday. You're going to be hosting an event. It's called PCBs, GEs, and the EPA's Toxic Legacy, sponsored by Scenic Hudson. We're going to screen a short film by filmmaker John Bauermaster, which looks at the Hudson River. And you're going to moderate a panel with the president of Scenic Hudson, Ned Sullivan, health expert Dr. David Carpenter, and Assemblywoman Carrie Werner. And this will be open to the public. And you can go to WAMC.org to grab a seat 11 to 12:30 on Monday.
That's right, David. It's going to be a WAMC spectacular. It is the kind of thing that WAMC does, not because we take one side or the other, because we don't, but because we insist that people have the facts and that all sides be allowed to present them. And we hope to see a lot of people there because it's our river.
WAMC.org to reserve your seat now. All right, let's talk about the debate last night. Clinton, Sanders question each other's judgment to be president, some of the topics, Wall Street, attacking President Obama, and judgment at Israel.
Well, first of all, a huge number of young people are in the Sanders camp. On the other hand, in New York City, in New York State, Bernie Sanders and his campaign have gotten into deep trouble, I believe, over Israel, even though Bernie Sanders, as a young man, spent time on a kibbutz, is Jewish himself, and has certain creds that nobody in history has ever had before, in that he is the first Jewish candidate to get this far, as I see it. The other thing that we saw in this debate last night was the incredible anger on both sides, you know, booing and tension that went on. This is not polite anymore, and it does show the fracture within the Democratic Party. But my sense of it is that you can't win a primary in New York State, or New York City particularly, when you've just fired your coordinator on Israel because she made some remarks that were not all that nice. But the fact is that Israel has become a major point of contention between the two candidates. Not only that, Sanders scored many points with Hillary Clinton about taking Wall Street speaking money, and people understand that, and releasing all of the speeches that she gave and the amount of money that she took for giving those speeches. So it was a very strong debate. I think Hillary's lead is hard to overcome, especially with this Israel thing facing Sanders.
Prosecutor insists he dropped Trump campaign manager charges solely on the facts, getting some blowback.
You know, the guy goes out, a female reporter is trying to ask questions of Trump. He puts his hand on her and he leaves bruises. It's the kind of thing that occurs in campaigns as people try to protect their principles. Nevertheless, it is a warning shot that you better not do it anymore. And of course, this guy had no reason to be doing this himself. He was the campaign manager. But the prosecutor said, hey, this is the kind of stuff that goes on. There's no reason to prosecute him. And now he's getting what everybody knew he would get. Blowback.
The baseball season is underway, Alan, and to that end, Philadelphia says, I'm sorry to Jackie Robinson.
I want you to know, I saw the Robinson Ken Burns film, and I have to tell you, if you don't have a tear in your eye, and they go to this one and that one to comment on Robinson, and then all of a sudden there in the absolute present are two people who think they owe something to Jackie Robinson, the president of the United States. And his wife. Well, it's a very emotional time because they are looking at you and telling you what Jackie Robinson meant in this country. And yes, Philadelphia did not distinguish themselves in the Jackie Robinson story. Now they end the film with showing, not saying a word, but just showing all of the various teams with 42 on their backs on Jackie Robinson Day. And this is something that goes on every year. What a film. Wow.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us with that. Have a great weekend, Alan, and to all our listeners as well.
You too, David. You deserve it.
Did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? It went zooming across the left field wall. Yeah, boy.
Yes, yes, Jackie hit that ball.
And when he swung his